Welcome to Hammer Down!
Dad!
Number one sports gambling podcast coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. Right. I am Tone Diggs, talking right now.
Hell yeah.
So if you're only listening, this is my voice.
Hell yeah.
And if you like to watch, head on over to YouTube. We're on there, live, every Monday, Thursday, Friday.
Why has Connor got a BB gun behind his...
This is Super Wild Card Weekend. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Super Wild Card Weekend.
That is Pat McAfee.
Hello. How's it going? I'm sitting at Connor's seat here. Connor does have a pump action BB gun immediately behind his desk, which is something that we will talk about. Don't think that should be near him on a regular basis, but I'm excited for Super Wild Card Weekend. We're giving out winners today, Diggs, aren't we?
Winners.
That's right.
Next to him, rocking two gold chains.
Good day, Tony.
A great beard. He'll never walk alone, hat. The God nuke man himself, right. Bubba Gumpino. How are you doing, sir?
Great day today, Tony.
Great day today.
We like the board.
And our former NFL GM, host of the Lombardi Line, the GM Shuffle Pod. Make sure you subscribe to the Daily Coach. Writes for The Athletic, Mr. Michael Lombardi.
Good day.
How are you, sir?
I am great, thank you.
As you can tell, we are excited. It's playoff time. It's tournament time. That's what you play for. You play to get into the tournament.
Marcellus would say, that's why you lift all them weights.
That's why you run those hills.
Yeah.
That's why
you put all that time and effort in. We'll see what happens.
It's why you don't go party.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? It's why you maybe save some things for your life, especially this year.
Takes all of them.
It's why you don't go to birthday dinners because you get to the playoffs. I have a quick question because, you know, New England had that standard for a long time. And they still do, I guess. But whenever it's playoffs, is everything just kind of tightened up there? What is the reaction up there? Like, is Tom Brady a different animal in the playoffs? Or is he same Tom all the time, just a little bit tight? Like, what is the attitude, you think, up there?
Well, I think what they spent a lot of time is, since situational football is so important to them there and they build their program on situational football, the playoffs are more are deeper situational football. And like I said on Monday – or yesterday, the third and twos, the red zone, those situations are the ones they're practicing the most because they've been in so many playoff games. They know the outcome of those playoff games come down to third and two, third and three. They come down to red zone third downs. They come down to making sure there's no penalties on any return game. Penalties on the return game. Can't have it. You lose field. You can't have that. You know, we can't miss a kick inside of 45 yards. That's a turnover. There's just certain things that they're going to completely emphasize, and that leads them into, and of course, naturally controlling the middle eight, that how they handle the middle eight, how they're able to springboard that into controlling the game is what they're practicing.
People overlook the middle eight so much. There are so many times where we watch a game and someone scores right before half, and then they get the ball to start the second half, and they score again, and that's the game.
The whole game's changed now.
It's over.
The whole game is different.
Well, in chess, if you have the white piece, if you play somebody in chess who's equal ability to you, and you have the white pieces, you should win. The middle eight allows you to start off with the black pieces and gain the white pieces in the second half and win.
For those that don't know chess as well as Lombardi and I, the white piece gets to move first.
I wrote a column today for The Athletic, and I think this is the ultimate indicator of who's going to go to the Super Bowl. If you go look at first half point differential through the years, and this has been forever, I think you have to go back to 11 when a team that didn't finish in the top six went to the Super Bowl. So first half differential simply means how many points you scored in the first half, how many points you allowed. And that encompasses a lot of other variables within the game. You know, third and short, red zone, all those things kind of get lumped into one outcome. Who's leading at the half? So last year, the best team in football was Baltimore. The second best was Kansas City. The third best was San Francisco. Kansas City played San Francisco in the Super Bowl. This year, 1 through 6, Green Bay, Baltimore, Buffalo, New Orleans, Seattle, and Kansas City. And on January the 8th, 2021, I am predicting that two of those six teams will be in the Super Bowl.
One more time, what were they from 1 to 6?
Green Bay, Baltimore, Buffalo, New Orleans, Seattle, Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And it's our job on Hammerdown to figure out what two are going to be there. Because those are the six.
Huh. I mean,
I'm not going to argue.
So you like Baltimore a lot, huh? That's what you're saying?
Well, I mean, Baltimore has always been able to score. And their defense hold, you know, like Tennessee can score, but they can't stop anybody, right?
Yeah.
Let me give you
before. Yeah, this encompasses a lot. Now, you know, last year Baltimore was number one in the NFL. They got bumped out, you know. And so I think 2 years ago, Kansas City was number one. New England bumped them out. They were two. You know, I'm not saying you have to be one to be in it, but you've got to be a team that's in the top six to be in it.
You eliminated eight teams right there going into Super Wild Card Weekend.
And I thought that would be a good backdrop before we start. I mean, like some of those teams, this is who gets to the Super Bowl, not who wins round one.
Correct. Well said.
But now, so if you think that if you think Tennessee's going to pull an upset, that scratches Baltimore out. If you think the Rams pull an upset, that scratches Seattle out. Chicago, New Orleans out. You know, we know four of the six, two of the six aren't playing.
True. Very true. Now, before we get into the picks for today, Gumpy wouldn't give me the launch codes to the nukes.
Really?
So I had to buy some black market RPGs.
Really?
And I wanted to rattle some of these
you
off.
You got some stats over there. It's a COVID cowboy. Yeah. Riding with his six shooter, dropping off these stats. Woo! Kicking little Gumpy right in his ass.
This is for Wild Card Weekend. The road teams, the last three seasons, 10-2 straight up, 11-1 ATS.
Boom.
The last three seasons, the under is 10-2.
Pew, pew, pew.
24-7-1 the last eight seasons.
Pew.
Quarterbacks in their first playoff game ever since 04. 15-36 straight up, wow. 14-36-1 ATS.
Wow.
Now that's this weekend, that's Baker, potentially Wolford or whatever, if Goff doesn't play.
Yeah, or Goff does it. What happens if Goff goes in for like a couple plays and then he's out? Is that we count that still?
Good question, Pat. Like my feeling is as an executive, like if you don't think Goff can play, how aren't you giving Wolford all the reps?
That's what I'm thinking too. When I'm seeing Goff throw in practice, I'm like, well, if he can throw in practice, he can throw in a game, right?
Yeah, I think – I don't – yeah. Now, maybe they'll put Wolford in to do something different, but I think he's going to play. Mm.
I don't know if this counts this week or not because there's only one, potentially, first-time coaches, 7-1 straight up in the last three seasons.
Wow. Really?
That'd be Stefanski, but
– he's not coaching.
So –
interesting.
You tell me. This one I found this morning or heard this morning – I don't know if you heard this as well, Michael. The outright winner, 44-5-1 ATS in the last 50.
That's insane.
Did you know that one, Michael?
No.
So whoever wins the game.
Going to cover.
Is most likely going to cover 44-5-1 in the last 50.
So that means a 9.5 spread for the Saints should not scare you if you think they're going to win. That stat says that if you think the Saints are going to win this game, they're going to cover.
Another stat for the Saints, home favorites of a touchdown or more since 2005, 11-2 straight up, 10-3 against the spread.
Okay. All right. Look at us. How does that affect this year? Nobody knows.
And then the last stat, it is a wild one. The last eight seasons, the number three versus the number six. So that's Steelers versus Browns and Rams and Seahawks. The under is 15-0-1.
Jesus.
And the road team is on a 6-0 ATS run.
How happy are you about that?
That's a wild one. I mean, that's not one I'm going to follow. Okay. But it's just out there. All right. So first game of the weekend. I believe it's 1:05 on Saturday. Opened up.
Can you read that one again where the cover of the team?
So the outright winner, that one?
Yeah.
Is 44-5-1. ATS. So if they won the game, they're 44-5-1 ATS in the last 50. Yeah.
It's a good pencil, Mike.
What's that doing for you? Because you just had a deep ponder thought there for a second.
I mean, I already ran my picks worked up based on my lines and all that. kind of messed me up, so I'm going to have to reconsider.
Don't reconsider.
The only thing is with the wild card weekend is different now. That's the only thing that scares me about any of the trends.
It's a little bit different.
Right?
A little bit different. One extra team, two seeds, does not get in a bye. So with all that being said, first game, 105 Saturday. Currently, it's 6.5. The Colts are visiting the Bills. It opened as a 7-point game. 60% of the bets and 60% of the money is on the Bills. Michael, we'll start with you. Where are you going on this one?
Well, my numbers say I should go with the Colts, but I like the Bills all week. I'm going to go against, and based on what you just gave me, you steered me off the ledge. I'm going to go with Buffalo. I think Buffalo's the second best red zone team on third down in football this year. They're scoring at a rapid rate. I think Brian Daboll will really have a good handle on the Eberflus defense. And when I look at Phillip Rivers, the last two games in January that he's played, the Baltimore game that they won was 52 degrees. But when he plays below 41 degrees, he's played three games. He's lost all three. I'm going to go Buffalo. And since you tell me that the team wins, that covers, so then I'm going to take Buffalo.
Gumpy?
Golly, dude.
Colts have an ability to play down and up to teams.
Let's go.
Phillip Rivers 5-2 against the spread road playoff games.
Boom.
Rivers 4-0 wild card weekend.
Boom.
And Bills have the worst run defense of any team in the playoffs this year.
Jonathan Taylor to the Tug Town.
Colts just got to keep it close early. Can't let it get away from them. We'll have a ball game. I'll take the points.
Barty's going with the Bills. Gumpy's going with the Colts. Pat.
I'm going with the Colts just because I don't want to have to wear Ariel Helwani's bullshit shirts.
I don't like it.
Me, dude, I don't like my pick either, but this is a tough game.
Especially because, I did give you that 44-5-1. I wish I didn't hear that this morning because I don't like the Colts. I think the Bills are the hottest team.
Bills are so good.
I'm also
the Bills have covered eight straight, and they have covered by more than any other team in the NFL this entire season.
And they are still buzzsaw hot. They just beat the dog shit out of the Dolphins when they didn't have to.
I think the thing we can't lose sight of is that when these teams that are hot at the end of the year, they usually get that bye. Like, we were really hot at the end of the year in 14 and struggled mightily to play in the divisional game against Baltimore. We had to come back from two touchdowns twice. It took us a while to get hot again. This isn't going to be the case. They're hot and they're staying hot.
I think that's why I thought the Steelers resting their players was very interesting because they just figured out football again.
Cole Beasley, we don't know if he's going to play. I think that hurts a little bit.
Changed his numbers.
I might go the other route, though. I think they might be due for a stinker.
Mike, does it worry you at all that the Bills cannot run the ball nor stop the run?
The other route.
I think the Bills can run the ball. I do think they can, especially if they try to play a nickel front against them, they'll run the ball.
Okay. I'm going to go with the Colts just because I'm an idiot.
I'll give you that number right now just to prove the point so we're all on the same page here, because I think when I looked that up this week, their nickel, when they get into sub personnel and they go and – 1 second here. I'll get it.
That's why your stats are better than mine, because I was looking at just overall yards per rush, which they are 20th in, and the Colts are second.
I break it down. Hold on. I got to move it so I can see it. But I can break it down by
what was your number for the spread here, Mike?
When Buffalo is in three receivers, and let me get to the run game here. Hold on. Let me go to the run rushing. When Buffalo is in three receivers, they've had 253 carries, 1,043. They average 4.1 per carry.
What did your number come up with for the spread on this, Mike?
I'll send it to you. My number came on this game should be 325.
Mike, I don't like when you go against your number.
I know, but you just deterred me against my number.
No, you can't.
Listen, we've talked about this many times on this show. You can't be deterred from your number.
Bro, come on. You're going to get a counterattack every once in a while.
I don't think Indy's going to win the game.
No, I don't either.
So you just told me 44 out of 50 teams that are favored that win cover.
You screwed this, man, Tony.
Well, maybe we're all screwed in this whole thing.
All right. I'm going to go with Buffalo. I'm going to stay with the rest of my number.
Hey, is this the closest to money? That game felt like the toughest for me to pick.
It is No, it is not the closest in money. This next game is the closest in money. Rams, Seahawks. Rams at Seahawks. It opened 4.5. It's down to 3. 52% of the money's on the Rams. 48% was obviously on the Seahawks. The line has gone down. Pat, what do you think about this one?
I like the Seahawks. I don't know why. I'm just betting on Russell Wilson over Jared Goff. I understand that the Rams defense is very good, but Russell Wilson can be as well. He had a couple games there where he was nowhere near the normal Russell Wilson. But for me, we don't know what's going on with Goff's thumb. He's going to play, but we don't know what's going on. It feels like the Seahawks defense is a little bit better than it was the last time they played. And I'm betting on Russell Wilson. So I got the Seahawks. They're also a part of my Super Boost parlay at plus 1,200 with better spreads than anything else. It's a pretty good one over there on FanDuel. But I like the Seahawks minus whatever.
My pick for this game is the under 42.5. Rams are 12-4 to the under on the season. Seattle is on a 7-1 under run because their defense has gotten so much more, and they've kind of stopped letting Russ cook. They've gotten back to the running game. It was 20-9 and 23-16 were their scores this season. So I'm going to go with the Rams Seattle under here. Gumpy, what do you got?
Seahawks 6-1 against the spread their last 7 wild card games.
Boom.
10-0 at home their last 10 playoff games.
Bang.
And the Rams are 4-10 against the spread their last 14 in Seattle. Wow. I will lay the 3 with the Hawks.
Mike,
I'm going to take the Rams in the 3.
Any reason?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the Rams defensive front, if you watch the game the last time they played up there, I thought Goff played terrible. They gave up the late touchdown. I think they can really run with Russell. They're the one defensive front that can run with Russell. They give Russell problems with their athleticism. Oh, no. And I think I got a lot of faith in McVay to come back and go up there and make throws. And I think there's a lot of plays he can make. Jamal Adams is 100% healthy. Oh, no. I think they'll run the football better. I think the Rams defense can carry him through this round.
Oh, no. Everything you were saying there just made so much sense. And I was just thinking about my Super Boost that I made. That parlay is going to be tall. 4 are going to have to hit. And
the Seattle team is interesting because typically when they went to the Super Bowl in 13 and 14, they were the best fourth quarter team in all of football. If I sent you my notes from before we went to the Super Bowl, that we knew the fourth quarter was going to be critical because they were such a great – they had like a plus 100 in the fourth quarter. This team is ranked 29th in the fourth quarter. They have a minus 20 in fourth quarter football. They don't really get stronger as the game goes on.
That makes me feel good.
Next game is Buccaneers at the football team. It opened to 7.5. I believe I'm still seeing it 7.5, even though it has moved a little bit this weekend or throughout the week. But it is back to where it started at 7.5. 57% of the money are on the Bucs. Gumpy, we'll start with you on this one. What do you like here?
I do not love this number. It feels like a lot. I cannot bet on Alex Smith and rotation of quarterbacks for Washington, though.
So what are you going to do?
I'll tell you what I want to do. I want to put the Bucs and the Saints in a 7-point teaser.
Oh, smart. Okay, now we're fucking with lines.
So I'll have the Bucs at minus 1.5 and the Saints at minus 2.5 because I just don't like that big number.
And for those that are listening that might not know what a tease is, can you explain what it is?
So basically you're taking it from – you can take two teams together. You take the 7 points and you bring it down and you're teasing it down to 7 points less.
You add 7 points in your favor for both of them, but they both have to hit, obviously. But a lot of people say the only thing you're doing is teasing yourself.
I apologize. I was getting a phone call in the middle of that with some breaking news. But what did you have for your pick for that game? Just so I can put it in my notes. Gumpy?
He teased it.
It was a teaser.
With the Saints.
With the Saints.
Oh, so you're not picking this one straight up?
Yeah, we just had this fool. What's the breaking news? Is there a good breaking news?
Great breaking news.
What is it?
Great breaking news. Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski says right tackle Jack Conklin will not practice today because of an illness.
But not COVID.
Doesn't say because of COVID.
First of all, we hope he survives. Okay, I mean,
he's all right.
The guy probably maybe has a sinus infection.
Well, I mean, it was like great breaking news.
You know, you said that guy getting an illness was great.
But if Petonio and Conklin are both out, it's gonna be tough for their all offensive line.
Yeah, I mean, I like to.
But if I was to pick the game, Tony, I would lay the points with the Bucks.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing as well. I don't know if you wanted me to go next. Yeah, I like the Bucks with the points. It's Tom Brady, okay, and I feel like the Bucks for the last 10 quarters have played great football. Will that defensive line be a problem? Potentially, they're very good at football, but I believe that they know that on the offensive side of the ball as well. You're playing against some very smart humans, especially the GOAT. I like Tampa to go ahead and put on quite a show this weekend.
Lombardi.
I'm going to take the Washington football team in the 7th.
Oh, no. Shit. You and I are complete opposite, Paizan.
I think they're ugly, but I think there'll be a problem for the Bucks to consistently move the ball. I hope for a backdoor cover. I think the Bucks will win. I can't imagine Washington winning, but I am going to take the points. I have it as a 5.8 game, and I'm going to take it. And because if I get 7.5, that gives me a 3.75 wiggle. I got to take that.
The Bucks are going to have to go up early. You have to. Would Warren Sharp say how many points have Washington let up in the second half of games?
4 a game.
No, I thought it was 44.
44 total.
And the
77
was the next closest team in the second half points given up.
They're great in the fourth quarter.
I am going for this game. I got it earlier in the week at 45.5, but it's at 44.5 right now, so I'll take that too. The under. Listen, I'm only taking 200s this weekend. It just happened to be the last two. Okay.
Now, by the way, they're winners. Who cares?
Washington has gone under in 5 straight games.
Boom.
And then if you look at like just the stat rankings here, the Washington, all they can do is basically run the ball, right? Tampa Bay is number 1 versus the rush in the league. Washington is number 28th in running the ball.
No problem.
Washington is number 30 in the pass game. Tampa Bay is number 8 in defending that, so they'll stop that. And then on the other side, the Washington defense is number 2 against the pass. So if you think that's probably what Tom's going to try to do, I think we got a low-scoring game here. Who says not?
I agree with it. I would like to add that bet to my bets.
Sure. Come on over, pal.
Hey, I'd like to join you in that bet.
Come on over.
All right, I'm in on that bet.
All right, let's move to Sunday.
That might be my favorite bet of the weekend, all of a sudden. This is a
good bet. Let's move to Sunday. Ravens at Titans. Ravens at Titans. Start opened at 3.5, down to 3, even though Ravens are getting 80% of the money. They're getting 80% of the money, but the line's getting a little lower for them.
What do we have, 3.5 here?
We have 3 right now.
Okay.
What do you think? We'll start with you.
I'm going to take Tennessee in the 3. I have it as an 0.3 game. I think it's a field goal game. I'm scared to death of Gostkowski, but I think it's a field goal game. They have the best field goal kicker in football, but I'll take Tennessee in the 3 as a home dog.
Pat?
I like it as well. I'm on your side.
Gumpy?
Titans 4-1 against the spread their last 5 wild card games.
Boom.
Ravens 3-7-1 against the spread their last 11 meetings.
Boom.
The Ravens get down early. I like the Titans here.
I'm going lone. I'm going with the Ravens -3.
All
right. Titans are 24th in opponent points per game, 28th in opponent yards per game, 22nd in opponent points per play, 25 in opponent yards per play, 32nd in opponent third down conversion, 30th in opponent red zone scoring. Their defense is just so bad versus the Baltimore Ravens defense, who are number 1 in the league in opponent points per play, number 2 in opponent points per game. So I'm just going with a defense.
And the poor guy can't get a head coaching interview. Can you imagine that? Martindale's, like, their defensive stats the last 3 years are incredible. This guy can't get an interview.
Oh, man.
I don't get it, Mike. I'm going with the defense wins football games in the playoff situation.
I hope they do.
So you get punched in the mouth by Derrick Henry all game.
Bang, da, bang, da, bang. Da. That's what he does. That's what they do. They just bang it, bang it, bang
it. I'm not betting against Derrick Henry. I'm betting against his teammates on the other side of the ball.
Oh, we understand. I didn't like picking this one either, by the way.
I like this one.
Do you?
Yeah. This was one of my favorites.
All right.
Okay. This one I have
this game
no
stinks.
Fucking idea. Chicago at New Orleans, opened at 10.5. It's down to 9.5. 88% of the money is on the Saints. You guys got anything?
I like the Saints.
Okay. Mike, what do you like?
Go, this pains me to do it.
No.
It was an overtime game the last time they played. Brees didn't throw the ball really that well in that game. I know it'll be in a dome, but I'm going to take the 10 points. I get 9.5 or 10. I'm going to take it. I think that it, you know, if the long as my man MVP Mitch doesn't do anything to hurt me, I think I'll take it and I'll ride the Bears defense.
I'm going to go with you, Mike. I just rolled dice for mine.
My number on this game is 7.1.
So you think the Bears are going to win that then? Because the 44-5-1 stat earlier. That's the only reason why I'm going with the Saints. Only reason why I'm going with the Saints is because the 44-5-1 stat from earlier.
Yeah, I did that on one game. I wasn't going to change my mind.
Gumpy?
Oh boy, I almost fell off.
I'll lay the points with the Saints. I can live with it. I couldn't live with if the Bears just get smoked off the bat.
You know, what if this is just like a dogfight, which it's probably going to be, and then I'm just going to go, I knew this was going to be a dogfight. I knew it.
Yeah, but I thought that when the Saints played the Panthers last week, and they looked very good.
And they did, didn't they? And Kamara's playing. He's so good
at Michael football. Thomas is back.
Oh, they're so good.
Yeah, I'm going with the Saints.
All right.
What? I'm going with the Saints. I had no idea. I'm going to go with the Saints, though.
All right, here we go.
But yeah. Like I said, there's some good numbers to tease this weekend. Like if you like the Bills, you can tease that down to a pick.
Oh yeah, it's great.
Like and same with Tampa Bay. Same with this game, you can get the Saints down to -2.5.
And we have a stat on that teasers record the last 5 years on Wild Card Weekend. If you teased all the unders, they'd be 18-1-1. And if you tease the road team, it'd be 16-4.
Jesus.
Good number.
That's a good thing to do. I'm going to do that.
Something to think about.
What about this last one? How do you feel about it?
Last game, Browns at Steelers. We just heard the news about Conklin being out today sick. Didn't say it was COVID, though. Betonio's out. Their starting safety's out. Stefanski's not calling the plays. Juju said they stink. 77% of the money is on the Steelers. It opened at 3.5 before the Stefanski news came out. We'll start with you, Lombardi.
I'm going to take Cleveland in the 6. I think it's a field goal game again. I had it that way. I know there's a lot of uncertainty there in terms of everything that's going on. I don't know how good Pittsburgh's defense is. They don't have Joe Hayden. They don't have Bud Dupree. They don't have Devin Bush. I think Cleveland can move and run the football. I have it as a 2-5-6 game. If it would have been a 3-point game, I'd probably have taken Pittsburgh. I'll go Cleveland here.
Chubb is definitely going to get his. I can promise you that. Chubb's going to get his.
What about Bob Spillane back in the lineup?
Bob Spillane is back, if that helps. Pat?
I don't know, dude. I don't know this one. I honestly don't know. Because everything's telling me the Steelers should just go ahead and do their thing here, okay? Cleveland doesn't have their play caller. They don't have their stud offensive linemen. They don't have a lot of other things. You haven't been able to practice all week, but even though usually playoff week's big mental situation stuff, for me, I just feel like the Steelers, but if 5.5 feels like, Gumpy, what are you doing?
I'm taking the Steelers.
Oh, no, that's not good.
7-2 against the spread, their last 9 playoff home games. 14-5-3 against the spread, their last 22 in January.
Boom.
Browns 1-4-1 against the spread, their last 6 in Pittsburgh. I think they missed Stefanski, man. We saw this team last year without him.
You're right. I'm going with Steelers. I'm on the Steelers.
Fun fact, Cleveland hasn't won in Pittsburgh since like 2003. So,
and if you
believe, I'm not worried about them winning. I'm just worried about them covering.
44-5-1.
I know.
Mike, do you have to do New England radio today or no?
I got it at 4:00. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you got to go.
Hey, good luck.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Have a great weekend.
I felt a lot better about my picks before we started talking about
it. Yeah, me too. I felt real confident coming into the show.
Stick with your guns, man. Don't let anything turn you.
I'm sticking.
Listen, we're sticking to our guns. Look, I even got a BB gun here behind corner.
Stick to it. Stick to what you know.
I'm sticking to it, dude. I don't think this thing works, by the way. Remember?
It's hard. Sometimes the BBs do not load. We're going to do Survivor for the playoffs again.
Who'd you pick?
You know I'm not touching that game.
Whoa. I thought rules of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, but my fanhood trumps rules of the show.
Well, I thought it was rules of the show, dude. We bet all the games.
If you don't want to bet the Colts Bills game, you don't have to.
Really?
Yeah.
Who'd I pick the Colts? Yeah, I did. I picked the Colts. I had to.
Yeah, you did.
No, no, I'm going to take because that's what we do on the show. We make picks. Isn't that what we do?
That's what we do.
I mean, Gumby tried sneaking a fucking teaser by.
No, well, I just threw it out there. It was a good idea. You didn't hear it because you're on your fucking phone.
The breaking
phone.
News has happened. Breaking there was a lot phone. Of conversation about the teasing. There was a lot of conversation. Was ringing.
Nick was calling me.
What do you got? What do you got for your survivor pick, though?
No, no. Who's he picking? Steelers, Browns. Don't you?
What, yeah, take what would over, you lean take over or under, dude?
Yeah, dude. Just take a first.
You don't
got to
pick a side.
Maybe take first quarter Steelers.
I can't.
First play punt.
First. Oh, there. Your first drive punt.
Yeah, pick that one.
Tell
again.
You what. As we do the survivor picks, as everyone comes in here, I'll find a fucking bet.
All right. Good.
Last time that happened, I lost the fucking Washington football team.
What are the news? Winner, you coward. Yeah, there's Pittsburgh Steelers fan calling you a coward, and there's Ty Schmidt, Packers owner, calling you a coward.
All right, for Survivor, we're doing, you got to pick a winning team from the NFC and from the AFC. And you
just
only move
money
on.
Line?
Yeah, just money line.
Steelers, Saints.
That's you got?
Yep.
Jeez Louise.
I mean, that was quick.
That was very quick.
I mean, that was easy. You sure?
Well, you look at the AFC. Teams.
Well, I'm not going to. I think the Titans are going to win, but I'm not going to bet on a money line dog.
Fucking smart.
I'm not going to bet on the Colts.
Because who knows how that's going to go.
I hope they at least put up a fight, man. Please.
Against the Bills?
Yeah.
The Bills have been on a steam roll.
But like, have they played anybody?
Oh, your team almost made the fucking playoffs, dude. What are you talking about? They beat the dog shit out of you guys.
Yeah, we got exposed. Took to the last week of the season.
Yeah, but I do hate that people always go, they didn't play anybody. It's like, come on, man. The Jets almost beat the Chiefs, didn't they?
Yes. Well, no. The Chiefs blew out the Jets.
Jets almost
beat somebody.
The Raiders.
They did the Raiders almost beat the Raiders.
But the Chiefs almost lost to somebody. Like, teams can put it together in good matchups, you know what
Chiefs
I mean?
Chiefs lost to the Raiders.
Yeah, so like, you know, things can happen in games. So I don't like anytime you say somebody did something good, they're always like, well, it was against nobody. It's like, come on.
Bills are a very, very good team. I just think they're getting a lot of smoke.
Is this just because you hate Josh Allen?
Why do you hate Josh Allen?
I don't hate Josh Allen at all. He's a very good quarterback.
Who's going to be quarterback for the Dolphins next year?
Tua. Get some weapons.
Maybe.
Takes a couple years sometimes. Not everybody's hot out the gate.
Yeah. Who did you have? Saints and the Steelers. And I'm taking the Bills and the Saints.
Is the rest of the
Yeah, they're standing out there, I think. Oh, boys. They so were. I mean, scout out there. Yeah, they're coming.
Nick came in and called you a coward and then walked away.
Yeah. I want you to make a pick. You won't make a pick. I say,
coward. Yeah, super coward.
Come on.
Bill, coward.
I am a coward. I don't care.
Give me the Bills and give me the Bears, baby. Give me the Bears. You know what? I think the Bears are going to do it this weekend. I really do.
That is your survivor pick.
He won.
That's your lock of the NFC.
That's right. Bear time.
Vic.
Give me the Seahawks and Russell Wilson 10-0 at home in playoff games. And then let's go with the Ravens. I think Lamar finally gets it done.
God damn it. Why'd I put the Titans in the boost, dude?
All right, guys. Give me the Steelers, of course, Tomlin. I mean, if Conklin's out, they don't got a chance. And
it's not COVID, right? It was just illness.
Just illness. But I mean,
sinus infection.
That's the whole team. I mean, I bet, you know. Sharp would say a lot about another offensive line being out. And you know what? Give me Brady in the Bucks. That son of a bitch, he knows what to do when the playoffs come around. Come on!
Hey, good picks, man.
Seems like you missed that man a little bit.
Every day!
That's what I thought.
Oh, one day they'll be reunited again in Loserville somewhere.
Oh!
Let's go with the Bills.
Okay.
And then just for the shock value, football team with the upset.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes.
Bills and football team.
Yes. Love that.
Immediately after Connor comes
yes.
in.
Yes.
He said the Bills and the football team?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, my picks are the exact opposite. I got the Colts and the Buccaneers.
Wow.
I stink at this, so probably don't follow my picks.
Well, somebody ask Zeet what he's got too. We need to get Zeet in here.
Well, he definitely has the Bears.
Yeah, Bears will be one of them.
Someone calls Zeet. Jay, what do you got back here?
Let me go Steelers and Bucks.
Okay. Mitt?
Oh, Hendrickson's out for the Saints?
The Tennessee Titans, lock, and the Seahawks. See you at the cashier.
See you at the cashier, pal.
Pat?
Get a loan out. I'm going to go with the Buccaneers in the NFC. And in the AFC, I would like the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Here we go.
Steelers win the game. We're in a survivor thing. Here we go. Is that you going with Steelers? Oh, can you even pick the Steelers in the part of this?
I didn't pick them.
Well, I'm just saying. So you only got five games to choose from.
I picked the Bills and Saints.
Did you?
Uh huh. And I'll go with.
What about the Saints, by the way, with Hendrickson out? That's a big deal. That's
worrisome, yeah.
They're all right. They're all right. And my bet for the Steelers-Browns game will be. Where is it at? I just saw it. Oh, there it is. James Conner under 48.5 rushing yards.
It's a great bet. Hey, it's a great bet, dude. You think Ben's just going to be slinging it all over the yard, pal?
I do.
You think Benny Snell's going to be wide open out there?
I don't, but I don't. But
40 yards? Hasn't he been? He's been doing pretty well, I think, these last couple weeks.
Well, let's look back here, okay? He had 37 against the Browns. He had 21 against the Colts. He had 18 against Buffalo. He had 36 against Cincinnati. He had 22 against Dallas. He had 47 against Baltimore.
Right.
But he did have 82 against Tennessee back in week 7. So
he was cooking early.
He was, wasn't he?
Looked good.
Yeah, he had.
They got COVID,
to start the year, he had 106, 109, 101.
Like, did he get COVID? I think
he was hurt. What happened to the O-line?
What did happen over there? Yeah. You know why? Because they passed it 7,000 times. The D-lines were just able to just probably just dominate them.
I mean, the bye happened. They lost their joy. It's back, though, baby.
You got the joy back.
James Conner, they're not going to rush for 40.
48.5.
Even though you just said their joy's back, but not enough. Not that much.
Not for Jimmy.
Not for James Conner. Not for Jimmy. You think Steelers win, though, right? You legitimately think that?
I would hope so. They have to. It's going to be a bad day for me if they don't.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would be tough. Monday would be a little bit tough because it's the closest game, too, so we're definitely going to talk about it whatever happens. You know?
Yeah. I was also very pissed when the schedule came out, and I had to stay up all fucking Sunday for that one.
Yeah.
Well, you weren't going to watch it?
Well, no, I mean, I was going to watch whatever game it was, but it's nice to like be in bed and like relax. Now I'm going to be fucking having an aneurysm for 4 hours right before I come in on Monday.
Oh, stressed Sunday night.
Yeah.
I'm stressing out.
Yeah, now I guess, like, if it was Saturday at 1 o'clock, the game would happen. It would be over with. I could, you know, enjoy football for the rest of the weekend. Now I'm going to be on pins and needles till Sunday at 8:15.
Yeah, you don't get a chance really because you're the main event, so you got to watch everybody else's fight. Yeah. That's a tough spot to be in.
It's exciting, dude. Yeah. You're in the playoffs.
Woo!
So you obviously, Dolphins haven't been in the playoffs in a long time. It's not exciting. Nothing about being in the playoffs is exciting. It's fucking terrible.
You take it for granted, Tony.
I mean, it's awesome, but it's fucking terrible, dude.
It's the best, dude. It's the NFL playoffs. There's nothing better. Super wild card weekend.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Why did they not call it mega wild card weekend, by the way?
Doesn't Lombardi go against his numbers on some and not on others?
What's the deal with him? Mind.
He never listens to himself. No. I tried telling him.
Hey, man, have a terrible weekend, dude. That's what you basically just said.
Yeah, it's going to be terrible. At least Sunday is. I'll enjoy Saturday.
Monday's when you enjoy it, right?
Sunday when like 3 o'clock hits, I'm going to be pacing around the house.
So Monday you get 24 hours to enjoy this one, then we're moving on to next week.
Do you just crush White Claws the whole game?
Saturday I will, not Sunday. I won't drink Sunday.
Oh, you don't drink to watch the games?
No.
Tony Claws, no.
I don't like to be drunk for the game.
Sobriety.
I like to be there. I like to be in it. I like to,
you know,
yeah,
kind of feel out what they should be doing.
Yeah, it's a whole thing, man.
Where do you go? Do you just go like in your own room? Do you go up to that COVID cave and that's where you do it at?
This is my, it's only my second game at this new house, or first game at this new, last week didn't count. I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Do you normally do it just in front of everybody? Like,
no, I'm normally just in the living room by myself.
Oh, they kind of just let you be. Let the lion pace.
Yeah. They don't want to be out
in the cage.
Don't poke the bear,
dude.
Good luck to everyone this weekend.
We hope you win all the money and you are perfect with every bet that you have this weekend.
I mean, you guys rode with us all year long, and this is what we're here for. This is it.
That's why you run them hills.
A lot of different picks today.
Fucking James Conner was the last one.
Hammer!
Die!